T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio, I have a radio exclusive. You have seen the video. It has gone viral. Well over 2 million views. It is a video of parents going to a school and claiming this school lost their child 3 times. In the studio, I have Tristan Dijon and Nina Young. Tristan is an author and Nina Young is an actress. Mr. and Mrs. King, thank you both for being here. How are you?
Thank you
for having us.
Okay. Before we get into the interview, let's play some of the audio from what happened.
Okay.
For itself.
Can I explain to you, sir? Can I just talk to you, explain to you? What we do is they have a big screen in their room. And when their bus comes out, we have adults all through the hallway here that help.
So if y'all got adults all through the hallway, how did it happen for the third time?
Okay.
Not the first. The first time I was calm. I was understanding because I understood it could happen. The second time, I was mad, but I let it go. Third time, my son called me from the bus.
Crying. Yelling.
Screaming, talking about he don't know where his sister is. Right. I'm supposed to be at work, which is an hour away from where we live here in Snailville. Now imagine if I went to work. Right. My 5-year-old daughter would be here.
Stuck.
Miss Curry left early today. We did have the parapro in the room. I don't know what happened, but I can try to get Miss Fields, and we can try to figure out
Absolutely
what happened.
Not.
Unacceptable.
My son told them to stop, but he said, don't pull off. I cannot leave without my sister. And they told him to leave anyway. My son was on the bus screaming and crying, and y'all still told the bus to pull off.
Whoever it was, there was a teacher told him to pull off.
That's transportation.
They should have let my son get off the bus
right,
and find
and
a sister, because that's what we told him to do. They didn't allow him to get off the bus.
That's transportation. That's a separate.
It was
that's,
a teacher
no,
that told
entity.
Him.
If it's it, y'all allow these buses to come pick these kids up, therefore you're responsible.
No, sir. When
you're
they
responsible
get on the bus,
when
they
you,
decide
no,
if they can
no,
keep them or
no. I release my child to get on your bus to come to your school. Until my child makes it home through my door, you're responsible for my child. Not me.
No.
You are. Until my child reaches back down.
Let you handle it, 'cause I
until my child reaches
right.
back down where I live, you're responsible for my child getting home.
I got it.
No, I don't care. Y'all didn't care nothing about my kid when she was missing for 3 times. This is the 3rd time. And you want to talk to me about somebody else's kid and you ain't care about mine?
I understand.
Don't ask me to be calm. Don't patronize me. Don't chastise me.
No,
don't do it. And you doing it now. So stop. Because it's the 3rd time. I don't care about nobody else's kid out there. And you know what? They need to hear this so they understand what y'all trying to cover up. That y'all losing people's kids.
What's going on?
What you can hear what's going on. You want to know what's going on? Step
okay.
your ass
All right.
Sir.
Yeah. I don't know where to start. I definitely understand your frustration. And to have people respond that way, like, you know, just calm down. And
yeah.
And then to have one of the administrators basically blame everybody else and say, it was not her responsibility or the school's responsibility.
Exactly. And just walk away from you.
Right, and just walk away from you and tell somebody else to handle you.
Yeah.
Unpack what happened, man.
This particular day, the 3rd time, our son sends me a text. Me and my wife were together.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
He's 10.
He sends me a text saying, Dad, do you have Ava? I read this text, my heart drops.
Ava is 5 years old.
He's 5 years old. So I know we're together. So I know we're together. We're not home. So we don't have her. He sends this text. He says, do you have Ava? I send him a text back. No. The phone rings immediately. He's on the phone. He's screaming and crying. Dad, they won't stop the bus. They won't let me off. She's not on here. Like, where's the bus? It's in front of the school. They won't let her off. They won't let me off. They won't let me off. She's not on here. They're not listening. So I say, we told him, I said, calm down. Listen, you do whatever you got to do to make that bus not leave. Keep it right there. We were running out. We're jumping in the car. we hear him. He's telling them. We hear the bus driver say, I'm missing a kid. And we hear someone say, you're holding the other buses up. You got to move. And then my son loses it. So to our understanding, I'm guessing the bus was departing. And he's screaming, no, 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 they're leaving her. They're leaving her. So, you know, our heart is dropping. We don't know where she is. He doesn't know where she is. We don't know what to think. So we're driving. I'm trying to get there as quick as I can. We tell our son, listen, just go home. You know, you're on the bus. Just go home. Don't worry about it. We're going to find her. We're going to figure out what happened. And the school calls maybe 2 minutes after he called. And they just, you know, talked to us like it was nothing. They was just like, oh, we have Ava here. She seems to have missed her bus again. We said, no, she didn't miss her bus. We were on the phone with our son the entire time when he was telling whoever's outside that she's not on the bus. And y'all told the buses to leave. Well, sir, we have nothing to do with that. We found her sitting in a classroom by herself. And that's when we discovered that she missed her bus. So, you know, my specific words to them was, we're 5 minutes out. By the time we get there, I want every administrator and person with a title in the office, because we sat down with y'all the second time and put a plan together so this would not happen. I want everybody in the office by the time that I get there. When we arrived, there was no one in the office. So we immediately felt just like disrespected, like, wow, this is not how we feel is not even an issue.
You were jaded immediately. This is at
Norton
Elementary in Snailville.
Yes, correct.
All right, this is in Snailville. This was the third incident.
Yes.
And what happened the first two times?
The first time, she was, when I received the phone call, she was wandering around the car rider side. Now, this is her first time in the school. She's never on the car rider side because she's a bus rider. So she's not familiar with that side at all, and she was lost. The second time, they said that she was in lineup to go to the bus, but fell asleep in a hallway, and all the rest of the kids went, but she was left in the hallway.
Well, the adults who are supposed to usher the students from one place to the next, where are they at?
According to the school, they are all around the hallways.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. Obviously but not. When I went to the school, I asked maybe four staff members, what is the protocol for getting the kids to the bus? They all had different answers. No one was on the same page. So we came up with a plan of having my son leave his classroom maybe 2 to 5 minutes early, go to her classroom and pick her up, and then they get on the bus together. That was the deal. So,
wow. You were frustrated.
Yes.
You were both frustrated, right?
Yes.
Now, out of that discussion,
mm-hmm.
What happened? I heard you were banned from the school.
I was right after what you see on tape. My wife, they give her the pad. She writes down all three incidents. The administrator walks off. Like all the people that you seen on video, they walked off. We were asked by two officers. I can't remember the one that did all the talking. I can't remember his name, but the other gentleman, his name was Officer Hamilton. They took us into a back conference room. They sat us down, and he said, listen, he took my name, my birth date, social security number, everything. Did the same for my wife. And he says, listen, from this point on, you cannot come up to the school on your own. If you would like to come to the school or need to come to the school for any reason, that you would have to call first so we can get the proper authorities here before you come. That way we can make sure that nothing happens. I said, so what happens if I showed up on my own? If you showed up on your own, you'd be arrested for criminal trespassing.
Wow.
And that's what they told me. I said, so a concerned parent is a criminal? And he said, I don't make the rules. So my wife asked him, she said, well, what happens to them? Because we're here for them and what they did. What happens to them? His words to us was, I'm not their boss, but everybody has a boss. What you need to do is get in contact with everyone that they work for, and that's how you handle that. He said, but as for you guys, as for your husband, he can't come up here anymore.
He said that the only thing that he can control in the whole situation was the crime aspect of it, and him coming up to the school in a rage
was a crime.
A crime.
They, according to them, the crime that I committed was using profanity on school grounds towards school staff.
And coming up in an aggressive manner.
Right.
Okay. We got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. Amazing. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still here with Tristan Dijon and Nina Young. They are the parents involved in a video that went viral, has gone viral, because they went to Norton Elementary School to find their five-year-old daughter who was missing for the third time. Obviously, a lot of frustration during that video was displayed. Thank you both for remaining with me.
Thank you for having us.
You talked about there being a plan because this happened two times before.
Yes, sir.
And that plan was basically your 10-year-old son would go to your daughter's class, get her a few minutes before the final period, and usher her onto the bus himself.
Yes. Correct.
Which, by the way, that's insane when you're talking about a 10-year-old having to do the job of
an adult.
Of an adult. But that's mm-hmm. fine. That was the plan. That's how it was moving forward. Why did that plan not happen this time?
Our son said that the school stuck to the plan about 2 or 3 weeks. And then he said he would come down and our daughter would already be gone. He said either she would be in line already to get on the bus, or she would already be on the bus. And this particular day, I'm guessing that when he came down, she was gone. So he went and got on the bus and realized she wasn't on the bus.
But he got on the bus thinking that, like other times before,
right,
she would already be on the bus.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets on the bus. He panics.
Right.
He calls you.
Right.
Okay. Why does he have a cell phone at 10?
Because of the incident. Once it happened the second time, we bought him a cell phone for this reason, because he was our first line of defense, because we had lost trust in the school. And we told him that. And I said, we said, look, from this point on, our son is going to come and get her, because this is the only person that we can trust. We know for a fact that he's going to look out for his little sister.
The only person you can trust is your 10-year-old son at the school
right.
system.
Right.
Yes, and we came up with this plan. The school made no effort to come up with a plan, so we came up with this plan. We had, we felt more secure with our son having a cell phone than he can let us know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they made no effort to come up with anything, so, that was the solution for the second time.
Right.
Are you afraid to go to the school?
Yes. I mean, even though they sent out a blanket statement to all the parents, I mean, it was full of lies. Like, everything they said and told these parents, and they assured them and reassured them that the problem was handled, that they sat down and spoke with us, and that that we've all came to an agreement. And I was read this letter by the AJC, and I told her I haven't seen it or heard it. And she asked me, I asked who wrote the letter. She said, well, it's on a school letterhead. I said, so it's on a school letterhead, and we haven't talked to anybody. I said, we've never met Principal Lee. We've never met her. Mind you, this is the third time this year that this has happened. We've never met this lady, Principal Lee, who says she's the principal of Norton Elementary. The gentleman that you see in the video with the white collar shirt on, we were led to believe he was the principal.
Yes.
Who was he?
He was a principal. He's an assistant principal.
Okay, but he was not.
But he's not the principal.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of calls. Let's get to them. We have Trina calling about Gwinnett County Schools. Trina, good day. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Rashad. Glad to be on your show.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very sorry to hear about the incident that happened in Snellville, because that's a Gwinnett County school. And Gwinnett County has lots of underlying issues that they hide there. Because my child attended, and my children are still there, in Gwinnett County attending an elementary school, and the administrators are really terrible. They do not do the right thing. They have underlying issues. He reported his incident, and at least they came up with a plan. Well, with my issue, they won't even talk to you, they will make it appear that you're the victim is the problem. That's what they do. And then they don't tell the truth. Like he just mentioned, you know, they wrote this letter and everything. And they will make it appear like the parent has problems or the parent is the problem. And here it is, you're trying to protect your children. You're trying to tell them about an incident or report an incident. And they make it seem like you are the issue. And this is an ongoing problem in Gwinnett County. They have lots of issues there that have not been brought to the forefront. If they ever, if this couple ever needed a person to talk about the problems in an elementary school in Gwinnett County, I would be more than happy.
Trina, let me do this. Let me put you on hold, and I want you to give my producer your information, and we're going to hand that over to the parents here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hold on, Trina. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Trina, I made a mistake and hung up on you. Call me back. Sorry about that, Trina. Call me right back. We'll get you in. I apologize. I was too quick on the button. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, good day. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. It's such an important subject because yes. These schools are getting away with a lot of things. So I do want to ask a question first. I just want to ask a question because I say it all the time, and I know you have heard me say it so much, Rashad, about how much time parents need to spend at the school. So I do want to ask them, before this incident, how much time were you spending up at that school? Not to belittle anyone, but it's so important because one thing about it, no matter how much you care for your child, no matter how much somebody else cares for them, if they're not seeing that presence and that face and that individual on their neck, they're not doing it because it's not their child. So I'm just curious to know that, and more so the other parents that are listening to know how important it is that you spend some time at the school. So that was the first question I wanted to ask.
All right, so let me interject something before I release that question.
Okay.
I do think it's unfair to question a parent's time at an institution when they work full-time and there's an active strategy in place to make sure this never happens again. So I think that's somewhat unfair. We know that they've been at the institution at least three times now because of these incidents. But there is a responsibility that should not be dismissed. Mm-hmm. They are taxpayers in Snellville, in Gwinnett County, which means they are literally paying for the staff who is supposed to oversee their children. And that is their responsibility.
This is not against the parents.
And I know it's not.
I am with you all the way. My thing is, and I'll tell you something else, because I've learned the way that the way this system works, they don't get a second time or a third time. The first time, you get an attorney.
All right, and Deborah, let me go ahead and allow them to answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we spent a lot of time at the school throughout the course. Our son was there 2 years prior to our daughter coming there.
Yeah, so the school's very aware of us.
They know who we are. You know, we come.
We have lunch with the kids.
Yeah. We come and sit with the kids. We read to them. So we spend time at the school, and, you know, they're aware of who we are. We've in terms of our kids' schooling, we've always been
involved
in anything that they do educationally.
All right. Well, listen, right now, this story will continue to develop. What are your demands, if any, for this institution?
Demands are simply, after that letter came out, our demands changed. And now my demands, because nothing's been done, no one's been held accountable. Now I would like to see people, fired. I would like to see a system put in place for kids in the second grade and under to be actually accounted for. And something done to where it could be made sure these kids are put on the bus properly.
All right.
And an official apology would be nice as well. Now, we want, these things put in place, not just for our child, but for all the rest of the child as well.
Yes.
An official apology should not be difficult. I know it will be. But when you look at the video, the woman admitted she understood where you were coming from.
Yes.
And she actually admitted to being wrong.
Yes.
That they were wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not sure why you would have a problem getting it, but I have a gut feeling you will have a problem getting an official apology.
Well, I go before the board on March 21st.
Okay.
And I get to speak to the board. So
now this is open to the public if anyone out there wants to come join us or anything like that. So
where's it at? Tell them time and location.
I forget.
March 21st at 7 p.m. in Suwannee.
There it is. March 21st, 7 p.m. in Suwannee. That is your school board meeting, correct?
That is
school
board meeting.
Open to the public, which means they have an opportunity for public comment.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you both. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Realest Man on Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.